our daughter went off to university, and that's where it absolutely came to a head, and her whole world unraveled. She would frequently ring in the middle of the night, so we'd get phone calls 2 and 3 in the morning. She would ring at any time in the day, panic-stricken, couldn't cope. We would go up, we went quite frequently, and she didn't look well. She was almost hiding in her student room unless she had to come out for a particular reason. And I think when I look back on it, what breaks my heart is she tried so hard. She really tried hard to make it work, but at that point, the illness had taken over. We contacted the Hall of Residence or the college that she was in, and they arranged for her to see the university counsellors. And the university counsellor encouraged her to see the university GP. And she got an appointment with the university GP, who, it's going to make me feel quite emotional, who to this day I think saved her life. Because she diagnosed that she was suffering from anxiety and depression. She put her on medication. I think she realised at that time she could not continue to study at university. She needed to come home. We brought her home and started the very long and painful progress of her getting better. I think the GP enabled her to understand she was just suffering from poor mental health. With a diagnosis of depression, not feeling unhappy and depressed, actually depression, and that went together with anxiety. It was the work that happened between the clinical psychologist and our daughter that started to build the blocks, and she started to get her life back on track, and we will be indebted to this clinical psychologist forever, as I'm sure our daughter is too. I will freely admit I would come home on occasion and wonder what I would find, particularly when I came home on one evening, and we're talking now over the winter period, so it was dark outside, no lights on in the house. I can remember I didn't even put the car away. I just jumped out of the car and ran in, and she'd just been unable to get out of bed all day. And it didn't happen overnight. She saw the clinical psychologist in the initial stages twice a week, and then it tailed off eventually to once a week. But it took 3 months for progress to be made. And I can remember spending the whole weekend in tears, thinking she'd ever get better. And the following weekend, she turned to me out of the blue and said, "I feel different." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I feel different. I don't feel like I've been feeling for the past 2 or 3 years." And that was the corner that was turned. But it doesn't happen overnight. You want it to happen quickly. These things cannot happen quickly. It's slow. It's still, I would argue, it might even still be a work in progress. But suddenly that corner was turned. And I think as a family, we knew that we weren't there, but we were back on a straight road.